I wanna visit Dogland and run with the power pups. You've got to love their style and how they never ever ever give up. Who loves dogs? Who loves dogs? We rise to the challenge. No one here is average. We are the power pups. You know we never.
Hello, and welcome to the adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Hello, friends, and thank you for tuning in for episode 4 of season 1 of the adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. I'm Phoebe Owens, and I'm really happy that I get to keep sharing this story with you. You may remember Taffy and TikTok Bunny had realized they were in a cave, but they were unsure of how they got there. And where exactly there was, for that matter. Do you also remember that when our story last took a pause, Dog Wings was just about to take off from the Meowie communications platform to go back to Lictopolis, the capital city of Dogland? Tuffy and Taffy's mothers, they were working the case of the strange event and their missing pup and bunny friend from the scene of the event. The two Fennec leaders, twins, Chondro and Maxro, were talking about the logistics of transportation and next steps with Mom Slice, Dog Wings, and President Sandals, while Power Dog and Tuffy waited. Tuffy was still feeling very overwhelmed by fear of not knowing where his sister was. But he had felt a little relieved when the Fennec Maxro had announced that they knew his sister Taffy and their favorite trainer from college, TikTok Bunny, were alive. It confirmed his deep sensation of her energy. And knowing Taffy, if she was alive, then she was also well. After all, she was the bravest dog in all of Dogland. Tuffy looked down at his front paws and tried his hardest to just be patient. Power Dog was also feeling a little anxious. So he wandered over to the edge of the communications platform, where he had noticed there was a white sand beach. He dipped a paw in the ocean. It was warm and sparkly. He thought about school and what they had learned about the ocean. Similar to our planet, Earth, Dogland's ocean covers about 70, maybe 75% of their world. And also, like here on Earth, only about 5% has been explored, even though, unlike us, the dogs have so many superpowers. And on Dogland, there are creatures very much like seals or sea lions, but they have their own rich culture, and they can speak to the other dogs and creatures of Dogland just fine. So they might be more like mer people or mer puppers. But the sea dogs, as they are actually called on Dogland, stick close to the shores in warmer climates, and they mostly live off the coast of Dogstralia. Some live nearer to New Squealand, and some live off the coast of Hawufi, where they teach and support the learning of oceanography at the Dogland Sea Institute. Power Dog thought about how Taffy hoped to leave the Dog College of the Arts to go study oceanography someday and explore the ocean herself. He thought how excited she would have been to come this close to Hawufi, let alone Meowie. "We'll find you, Taffy, and you will howl at that ocean moon with the sea dogs," Power Dog vowed softly to himself and gazed out across the sea to look toward the fluffy clouds hiding the island of Meowie. Tuffy wandered over to join Power Dog. "What are they saying, do you think? What will this challenge or test be?" he wondered aloud. "I don't know. My mom has never told me anything about it before, so I have no idea. She doesn't really talk about Meowie, said Power Dog as he looked over his shoulder and saw Mom Slice talking to the Phoenix as calmly as she could. He could tell by her posture that she was tense. Mom Slice and the Phoenix strode over to the edge of the platform and joined Power Dog and Tuffy. Mom Slice smiled and opened her mouth, but she was rudely interrupted with a massive boom! The ground underneath all of them shook so violently that all of the dogs fell down and were left scrambling. Even the Phoenix were completely knocked over onto their bony little backsides. Before they'd even gotten their bearings, they heard fireworks. Wait, those are not fireworks. Those are molten meteors coming down from the sky. Tiny chunks of hot lava. I think they were hot lava, thought Power Dog. Were flying everywhere. And then also suddenly, the sky was darker. Take cover! Dog Wings and Mom Slice had already dived on top of Tuffy and Power Dog, but now they quickly rushed everyone to the short walls of the communication platform. It's not safe here, shouted Mom Slice. We must leave at once, shouted a very rattled Chondro. Maxro was already scrambling towards the boat launch. Maxro quite unexpectedly yelled, come with me. I will take you to Meowie, where we can find cover together to the two young pups. It's a Woofie! It's a volcano! Yelled President Sandals. The dogs leapt to and fro, dodging chunks of black rock and shards of hot sea glass, narrowly avoiding smoking teeny tiny bits of lava. President Sandals yelled again, they need me in Hawaii, as he bounded towards the official business copter. Right before he got to it, a large lava rock landed on top of the rotor blade and dented it terribly. President Sandals, come to Meowie with us until it is safe, shouted Chondro. Then all of the dogs ran to the two golden boats at the dock. Luckily, the boats had covers that were made out of some type of lightweight but incredibly strong material, the likes of which Power Dog had never seen before. It was too scary for him to wonder why he'd never seen it before, and instead he only took half a second to marvel at it and be grateful for it. Almost miraculously, everyone was safe inside the covered boats, and they took off with great speed, so much so that Tuffy and Power Dog were knocked onto their bony backsides upon takeoff. It was also only then that Power Dog and Tuffy noticed they were alone with Maxro, while Dog Wings, Mom Slice, and President Sandals had made it onto Chondro's boat not far behind them. Meanwhile, TikTok Bunny and Taffy inside the cave had just agreed that there was something odd and eerie about this very dark place and its distinct lack of noise. And unfortunately, there was a new, unsavory, unwanted sound and equally unwanted smell approaching, getting closer, closer. They could hear the footfalls getting louder and closer, and then there was light. The monster was right there at what must have been the mouth of the cave, but not that far from them. And it had turned its body enough to reveal a very bright, starry sky behind it. And it had a fireball torch of some kind in one hand, or was it a paw? At any rate, it had this sort of appendage similar to an arm with a hand or a paw. And it was holding this bright, glowing orb, a round source of light that looked maybe like it was on fire. Taffy took in a deep breath to summon all of her bravery. TikTok Bunny, who desperately wanted to protect Taffy, he just screamed his bunny face off. For you see, TikTok had learned at some point throughout his adventures But sometimes it's okay to just be scared as can be and to let loose with an expression of your true feelings. And he was fairly certain that yelling, hollering, or screaming wouldn't hurt anyone in this moment. Seeing this, Taffy just let go too, and she started to howl. The monster froze in its tracks. It kind of stood up, if you could call it that. It just got taller for a second. It was close enough to Taffy and TikTok Bunny at this point that they could see its scary, scary face. They saw its eyes get huge, and then they saw it open its mouth. They both started screaming and howling again. The monster took a couple of steps back, shrunk back down, tried to stand back up tall again, and let out a frankly almost silly burp, and then a massive holler. Was it also a scream? Everyone was suddenly quiet. Mouths popped open again to start a new round of screaming and hollering, but shut quickly when the monster just up and keeled right over onto its backside. The glowing orb of fire it was holding rolled out of its appendage across the ground and came to rest against the cave wall opposite from where Taffy and TikTok were huddled together in absolute fear. The light was much better now, and they could see the entire cave, confirm it was definitely a cave made out of some really weird rocks, and that the huge monster's body was blocking what looked to be the only entrance or exit. That's all for today. Tune in next time to find out how this story unfolds. Now I'm joined by my 6-year-old co-author for a dog joke and some banter. Hi, Hank.
Hi.
So, Hank, do you know what the big word appendage means?
I think it means hand.
Yeah, you're onto something there because a hand could be considered an appendage. As the way I used it and as it's often defined, it would mean like an arm or a leg or maybe a tail. It's something that hangs off of a body. Can you think of some other things that would be an appendage that aren't necessarily arms or legs?
Head?
Not really. It would be more like antenna.
Antenna, but...
Or how about a tail? Or wings? So, but here's my question for you. If you could add an appendage to your body that you don't have right now, what would you add? Antenna, wings, a tail? How about a tentacle?
I want 4 more arms.
4 more arms?
So I can build Lego things faster. Let's just move on to the jokes.
Yeah, let's just move on to the jokes. All right. Do you promise not to groan?
Yes.
Where did the dog go to get famous?
Where?
Collywood.
I know it. I knew it. I knew it.
Do you have a joke for me?
Yeah.
What?
When did the dog cross the eyeballs?
Why?
To get to the nose. Get it? The smell?
Mm-hmm. And to lick. And once again, listeners, thank you. We hope you subscribe and join us next time to hear more of the story. And if you like what you heard, you can see more content, including the show notes at our website, PowerDogAdventures.com. There, you can sign up for a frequently emailed newsletter and also submit any good dog jokes. We could use them. And we'll be forever grateful if you feel like telling your friends about the show. Special thanks to the inimitable Jason Rourke, who makes his stories sound extra good with his wise counsel, recording, sound design, and even original music. Additional thanks to our friends, family, and community. Thank you as well to a group of wonderful experts and artists listed on our website for guiding us through this process to bring these adventures to you, dear listeners, to whom we give our deepest gratitude. This podcast is made possible in part by funding provided by the Regional Arts and Culture Council in Portland, Oregon. Before we go, we have another knee-slapping, toe-tapping, backside-wiggling song from our buddy Red Yarn. Please give a listen to and enjoy one of our favorites, Hound Dog Song. We'll post a link to the song on our website and social media channels with really good clues on how and where to find more Red Yarn.
Every time I come to town, boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he's a hound. Gotta quit kicking my dog around. Me and Lim Briggs and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town. That old gym dog on real cuts, he just naturally followed us. As we drove past the Johnson store, a passel of yaps come out the door. Jim, he scooted behind the box with all them feathers throwing rocks.
Makes no difference if he's a hound. Gotta quit kicking my dog.